Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Armas is related to Asmat.
See, so there you go. It all comes around full circle, Jeff. I hope you're recording on Audacity, because we are starting now, Jeff. We have ourselves a doozy. For those that are listening, for the first time or the 10th time, this is the All the Feels Fantasy Podcast, going on more than three years strong here. Started in my Concord apartment, which means it started in the year 2017. So, wow, we are in the fourth year, 3.5 years of this. Great, great length, great girth. Mm. But not great followers, Jeff, on the Twitter update. We will get to that in a second. But we are getting tweeted at from Jose, the champion. I mean, honestly, we're going to shout Jose out every day, because this guy, now he's tweeting at us. He's giving us playoff picks, getting the retweets from him. So good on him. Good on Jose. I don't care what anybody says about the Broncos or him. He is following us on ATF Fantasy on Twitter. Playoffs are set, Jeff. Fantasy challenges are abound. And, of course, there is the Cobra Kai updates and new game shows, new TV shows. Jeff, what do you want to hit on? Oh, wait. Wow. I would be remiss. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. We, you know, life is life. New year, 2021. Same pod. 3 years of girth coming at you. Hit that four-year point. Then we'll be 4 years strong. Ah, thank you. And, wow. We need to have Jose on the pod. I mean, he's flush with his Ralph Pool cash now. He's mm-hmm. retweeting us. I mean, obviously, you know, John Elway stepping down, giving himself a promotion. Mm. The Drew Lock controversy, the Fangio. You know, there's a lot going on in the Broncos and Jose world. I know he's a busy man, many children, many, you know, Other you know, things that pull him this way and that way, but we need to get him on the pod. I'll say, you know, if this Twitter challenge, which it's not going great so far, at least our new challenge should be, Jose, find your way to the pod.
I've never met the guy, so that'll be great. See, that's what podcasts are all about, right? You meet people, you talk to people who are listeners. They find their way into your ear holes to listen to these podcasts, Jeff. So we'll make it happen. We'll get Jose on. We'll send the feelers out there, make it West Coast time, and we'll make it happen. Jeff, let's just, I mean, you touched on it in the opening statement about the Twitter challenge. Our goal is to get to 50. 5-0. Now, if the Democrats can come out in full force and overturn an entire state, I believe we can get 20 people to come on our Twitter and follow us. Create a Twitter. Make a Twitter solely to follow at ATF Fantasy, because if this doesn't happen, then no one gets a little reward. I mean, that's what it's all about, getting rewards. Heck, follow and then unfollow once we get to 50. I don't know. But the whole point is, once you follow, you'll be too lazy to unfollow. Although, apparently, Jeff, we lost one. We went from 30 to 29, so there's something we're not doing right, Jeff.
Yeah, I think maybe that was a bot. There was some bot cleanup that happened, but if you need to, you know, to Will's point, reach out to a Bangladeshi bot farm and get 20, you know, for a penny each to just join. I mean, you don't know the reward that could come your way. It could be, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, you know. but enough on our failures as organizers and, you know, our attempts, our campaigns. We'll keep it going strong. Maybe we won't bring it up every pod just to revel in our you know, lack of achievements. But I want to hear your birthday, the old tray, you know, what went down. I saw some delicious treats and eats. How does it feel being another year older?
We're all approaching that time. Derek, of course, is there. Kurt is 33? I don't know.
Don't know.
No, his birthday's next month. Sorry, Kurt. I know you don't listen, but your birthday's next month because you and Greg and everybody share like February birthdays. All right, back to us. Yeah, 33. It's fine. Birthday, I don't care about my birthday. Thankfully, I have a loving wife who does. So, you know, I come home from a day at work on my birthday. Everyone at work always is like, oh, you're working on your birthday? I'm like, well, what else am I going to freaking do? First of all, I have like five close friends in North Carolina. Like, what am I like? I'm like, I have a party. Like, come on. COVID, all that stuff. I'd rather be making money on my birthday. Anyways, got a nice little, like, PlayStation gift card. Buy some new VR stuff, so that's pretty sweet.
Nice.
And then I got a coupon from Ashley, and of course, it's like the whole gift basket was like a movie night at home, and the incentive is she must not fall asleep.
Oh.
She must stay awake. If she falls asleep, then the ticket, the admission gets reset.
Reset. Oh yeah.
So she has to start over. A new night with a new movie. So tonight we're actually going to do it. We were going to do it on Sunday night, but we just watched some 911, catching up on some 911 episodes.
Gotta.
Before they,
gotta yeah, catch up.
You know, baby's stuck in the pipes.
Fast-moving plots.
So we start tonight. Movie tonight is The Hunt. Remember that? It came out like right before the pandemic started. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a, I think it's like a Hunger Games clone kind of thing.
Yeah, The Hunt movie. Let's see. Interesting.
Can I guess? Is the Rotten Tomatoes up there? Because I'm gonna take a stab at it if I can.
On Rotten. Okay. Yes. Take a stab.
I'm gonna go 52.
Ooh, so close. 57.
No way! Yeah. Wow, look at that. I feel like it's a good little popcorn flicky. You know, I got on the Blu-ray. You know, got to get that HD quality on the old Xbox, the old 4K TV. But yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. And again, if she falls asleep, I'll let you know next week. If we had to restart with a new movie the next day. But I think this one's going to tickle her fancy. I picked it on purpose. That's about it for the birthday recap. Back to you. Oh, wow. God bless you.
Oh, dang it. I hit my sneeze button. Come on. Amateur hour here on the Old News Fantasy Podcast. Follow us at ATF Fantasy on Twitter. Cobra Kai. Is it out? It's out now? I think I saw some commercials or ads for it.
Oh, my God. Now, this is amateur hour. Oh, my God. It was a New Year's Day special. Like, we talked about it. We talked about it on the pod.
And you've run through it already? Oh, wow.
No. I haven't done the whole. No. I am on episode 7 out of 10. So I'm kind of.
Early thoughts with
trying
no spoilers?
Not to binge at all.
Oh, no.
Rough. It was a slow start.
Okay.
No. It is good. It's slow start, slow burn. Not going to spoil anything from the season 2 cliffhanger and what's going on in season 3, but there is, it's kind of ramping up, and there's getting to be a lot more teen-on-teen karate angst.
Oh.
Lots of drama with the teens and, of course, Kreese.
Yep.
It's starting to ramp up. The first couple episodes, very slow. But now on episode 7, I've paused it because I think it's really about to get good. So, I mean, this show is just phenomenal. If I will say one thing that's a great, I wouldn't call it a spoiler, but for those who haven't watched, 50-year-old Johnny Lawrence has been slowly reintroduced to technology throughout the seasons. And he's first convinced he doesn't have Facebook anymore because he's threw his phone away, to which his child mentor, I guess I can call him that, says, no, you still have it. It's just on your computer. So Johnny Lawrence goes on his computer and starts talking to people from high school. And this kid says, you know, don't be such a creep. Like, don't send long messages. You got to send short messages. Don't send giant paragraphs because then you'll seem like a creep. It's like if you liked everyone's photo or every photo they have. And he goes, what do you mean? I like them. And he's like, no. So they have to go back and like, do you like all the photos? It's just great. It's just great watching a man who's never been with technology kind of be introduced to it. So that's how that show's going. I mean, we can't recommend it enough. And it's definitely one of the shows of the pandemic.
I
would say so. Tiger King Who. The one thing I wrote, Jeff, also is there are some new game shows coming out. And if there's one thing... If there's one thing the Soysmans love, it's a good game show.
Oh, yeah.
Especially new ones. Now, are you familiar? I mean, the second one is a classic that's just kind of getting brought back called Name That Tune.
Yes.
But The Hustler or The Chase, are you familiar with any of these?
No. As we do not have cable, so We may see these on a streaming platform or an advertisement here or there, but no familiarity with The Hustler or The Chase.
These are all Fox or ABC joints. Right. So again, if you have an antenna, you're good to go. So The Chase is actually an old show. It was a British show, and they brought it back to America for a little bit. And we watched it back 5 or 6 years ago when it was on Game Show Network. And it's great. But what it used to be back then was they still kept like the British or English. Like, it's just one overlord who knows as much trivia as possible. And he has to chase you down and catch up with you with trivia questions. So as a normal bystander or normal trivia person, as a contestant, you have like a 3-question head start. Every time he gets one wrong or gets one right and you get one wrong, he gains a spot on you. Every time you get one right and he gets one wrong, you go further ahead. Granted, that rarely happens, but it does. And you wager money the farther along you get. So do you want to take – do you want to go for $100,000? Oh. Well, you only get 2 spots ahead of him. Do you want to just go for $20,000? Well, you get a 4-spot head start. Stuff like that.
Interesting.
Really good. Then at the end of the final round, you kind of team up with the other contestants that are still remaining. If he catches you, then you get eliminated. And you go for just a giant speed round, and then you split the money. So they're bringing that back. It's great. I'm so excited for it. Except now, instead of like this English overlord, it's the 3 Jeopardy dudes who are like the trivia guys.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So it's to see if you can beat, you know, Ken Jennings or the gambler, what was that dude? The Brad or something? James Holzhauer or whatever, and then Brad something. So yeah, those 3 dudes. So now it's just normal contestants going up against them.
Interesting.
So it's so cool, so cool. And then The Hustler, I'm going on. Craig Ferguson hosts this show. Ooh. So if you're not a big Craig Ferguson guy, then I don't know. But this, honestly, is a party board game night. Or a board game brought to life. It's like part party game, part Clue. Okay? Brought to a game show. And the first episode aired 2 nights ago. It was like a special episode. And then it actually airs like on Thursday nights. So the 20-second recap is this. There's 5 contestants. One of them is secretly the hustler. Okay? So one of them is lying the whole time. You have to figure out who it is. The whole game, they're answering trivia questions. The hustler knows every question. They already know the answer to everything. Except they're trying to be like, you know, trying to fit in with everybody. Oh, I don't know. Could it be C? You know, whatever. But they want every question to be right because you get $10,000 for every question. So why would they not eventually leak the real answer, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Right? Why? Because they're trying to get the pot as big as possible. By the end of the game, there's only 3 people left. One of them is the hustler. 2 of them is just regular people. And the 3 people work together to say and try to agree on a consensus on which one of the 3 is the hustler. Ooh. So obviously, 2 have to gang up on 1.
Yeah.
If the hustler does not get found out, he or she gets the whole pot of money. If the other 2 can team up and figure out who the hustler is, then they split the pot. So, like, for the first episode, the whole pot was $160,000. So if the hustler never got caught, that person would have won $160,000. If the other 2 people found out who the person was, they would split $160,000. So, really, Ashley and I were like, oh, I think it's that person. Okay. Oh, I think it's that person. Really cool.
That was going to be
really
my question. Cool. Do you know? You don't know. The audience is not aware who the hustler is.
Nope.
Okay.
I nailed it. I got it right. I mean, I wouldn't say I got it right off the bat. I say I waited 3 questions before I kind of was like, okay, I think it's that person. Because it's like this person was quiet. I mean, it was cool. It's a really good show. I hope it stays. So I'm really excited for that show.
Nice.
ABC. There you go. Those are the game show updates. Oh, Name That Tune comes back, but it's a classic. Except now it's Randy Jackson who's doing the piano. He has not signed any katanas. But I don't know, like, sorry for my ignorance. I don't know if he had, like, cancer or something, because he looks like
lost a lot of weight.
I don't want to say he looks bad. He looks like he lost 100 pounds. And not in, like, a good way.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he – in fact, let's do a quick
– I'm pulling up the PDA right now.
Yeah, doing it right now. Let's see. Okay. Anything about – weight loss or cancer, because he's on the piano, and he just, you know, he'll play two notes, because the contestants on the previews are saying, like, well, I can name it in two notes. So he'll literally play two notes, and they'll be like, oh, Living on a Prayer. I'm like, what the? Yeah. Like, how in the world did you get? So I'm kind of excited to see if we can get these when we're watching it. Oh, there we go. First of all, I almost nailed it. He lost 114 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I am killing it with these numbers. Lost 114 pounds in 2003. Whoa.
Yeah, but then there's a picture of him in 2009, and he's got some heft still. But then he's got
gastric bypass. So what? Stomach stapling, right? Or something. And then and he also has type 2 diabetes. So there you go.
What can you do, Randy? Keep playing that piano.
Yeah, keep on keeping on. So there we go. Woo! I mean, that's a lot of riffraff.
That's heft off the top.
Knocking into the main things in off the top or in the fantasy / football landscape. But let's start off with some NFL news, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Get us that DJ Chark jersey, dude.
We have to run the tape back. Did he say if we finish in the money? I don't remember.
No, he said if we Jeff, He said if we won.
We did win, though, technically. Yeah. And I gave you that nice little cash. Got it, baby. Ow. All right, let's start with the NFL news. Very unfortunate stuff, Jeff. I mean, oh my goodness. Like, I got into it with some Saints fans on Twitter. I don't know if people follow me on Twitter, but I love to troll people. And there are some Saints fans who are like, oh, of course, the year we would have gotten an actual number 2 seed, they don't even get home field advantage. Of course, because we're Saints fans and we always get so unlucky. And I'm like, you guys are such babies. Sorry that you guys lose to the Vikings in the first round every single year of the playoffs. Like, I don't know what you want me to do about that. Like, I mean, sorry, but that's not my problem. They're like, oh, you know, last year we went 14-2 and we were the 3 seed. And now this. And I'm like, okay. Again, you're just complaining that you win 14 games every single year and you've won one Super Bowl. So that's not anyone else's fault but your own. But let's talk about a team that really has some crappy luck, Jeff, and that is the Browns. Mm. Give me an update on what has happened to them this week and if there's any new stuff.
Well, it seems that the reports are quite coy. At least they were yesterday when I was doing my research. They say 5 people test positive. One of them is their head coach, Kevin Stefanski. And then they don't really list the other people, but they say who's going to be coaching, and it's like the linebackers coach and some other low-level assistant. So troubles in Cleveland, if you will. I'm kind of confused. I guess he can't be in the stadium. Could he do like could we get a Zoom virtual setup?
That's what people were asking. They were like, why can't he just be in a room locked away?
Yeah.
And they're saying, no, he's just not allowed to do that, which is unbelievable. You're right. They didn't really list a lot of their players, but they did list which players just can't play because of whatever reason, contact tracing or having it.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of them is their star guard, Joel Bitonio, who's like the all-pro left guard for them. They're also not going to have probably Denzel Ward still.
Oh, fine.
And they're getting some players back. They're getting their left tackle back because he missed last week because of it. Also, let's get back to these Saints fans. Last time I checked, your entire running back room had COVID last week. And if you guys would have played on Saturday, Kamara probably wouldn't be allowed to play. But what do you know? You guys get a Sunday game. So now Kamara can play. So just suck it, Saints fans. All right, back to this.
Fiery.
The Browns. So, the only other update I read yesterday was, you know, people were kind of like complaining, like, well, if it was the Ravens or if the Steelers had it, they would postpone it, but it's because it's the Browns, whatever. One report I saw, I think it was from Adam Schefter, said, like, well, if they actually keep producing positive to COVID tests throughout the week, then they might actually move it. Which kind of leads to kind of say, well, what if they just kind of say, hey, Kevin, why don't you come over here for a little bit?
Yeah.
And
let's get our healthiest bros and have a little super spreader then, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Baker, what are you doing taping another commercial with Stefanski? Oh, I forgot. I mean, next thing you know, So that's the only thing I saw on that front. It's so unfortunate, man. And now I kind of feel bad for Steelers, too, the Steelers, because they're in like a lose-lose. The Browns, on the other hand, are in a win-win. They had a great season. Yes, it sucks that this is happening. But if they lose, it's like, well, We have a right to complain. We didn't have our coaches. We didn't even have half our offensive line. But if they win, what a joke the Steelers would be. I mean, the Steelers would be an absolute laughingstock. The Browns somehow pulled it off.
Yeah.
No coach, no offensive line. And again, I'm not really saying that's going to happen, but Vegas is going to have a field day. That's going to be a really tough kind of Vegas line to have. In fact, I'll look it up in a second. Go over the next thing, Jeff, as I look over the updated line for the Browns Steelers.
So a little close to home, I really just wanted to hear your take, the inner musings of a Chargers fan, Anthony Lynn, a player's and coach's coach. Sounds like an overall great guy. Nothing real solid locker room leader of men. He is out at the Chargers. Their GM remains. It's been, you know, I was starting to do some analytics research on, you know, obviously he's renowned for his late game blunders, his close game loss record, and I didn't find any really good facts. I only found this one really stupid article, and it was like, you know, don't judge a coach by their record in losses in close games. And I was like, okay, let me click more. First paragraph is literally listing like every great coach of all time has like an 80%+ win percentage in close games. But you know who else does? Adam Gase. And it was like he has a 70%+ win percentage in close games.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, so wait, you literally listed every great coach and said, okay, that proves it. And then Adam Gase is the one exception. So entire rule invalidated. They didn't provide any other examples. And I was like, okay.
I'm not even going to look, and you don't have to tell me if you remember the fact or not, but I'm pretty sure I know the stat about Adam Gase, about these close games or whatever. And it's – he also, I think, at one point – gosh, it was like they lost – what's his – I don't know what his overall record is as a coach. It's got to be like 13-30.
Yeah.
But it was something along the line. Like he's has more double-digit losses than he has actual wins.
Yes, they put that as
like,
a
they've
small
lost by double
subtext.
Digits more than he has wins. Yeah, so yeah, he might be 1-1 in close games because he's only played in two close games ever. So yeah, that's a terrible, terrible stat. Right now, Steelers are only -6 against the Browns. It's very interesting. It started at -3.5, but now -6. Anthony Lynn, I mean, I'm glad to see him gone, but there's memes going around. First of all, they've already requested to talk to 12 coaches.
Okay.
Which is great. They're starting it early, getting it out there. However, you know, there's the meme where it's like Thanos, right? And he's like, I've destroyed half the world, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Right? So there's a meme going around with the Chargers, which we've got rid of Lynn, but at what cost? And at the bottom it says, they've requested to interview Jason Garrett.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. So I don't know what that's about.
Just bring in Salah and just call it a day.
The clapper. Yeah, I think. But that's what happens in every coach or every team. They go from players coach, hard, you know, disciplinarian, back to the – they just kind of go back and forth until they find their guy. But yeah, as you know, you said it, and as everyone saw in Hard Knocks, Anthony Lynn, beloved guy, great man, great leader in terms of just attitude and, you know, being that guy that people look up to. However, as a coach, as a numbers guy, as an adjustments person, not the right person to lead a team right this second, especially with all the advancements in metrics and, you know, whatever you want to call it. He was a very big, you know, we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna stop the run. That was his, you know, motto from 1972. Next person who survived, Doug Peterson, who you spelled with a T. It's actually a D.
Ooh,
for some reason.
Peterson.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about. Wait. Yeah, because that game never happened yet.
Yep.
I was like, wait, we didn't talk about. Yeah, what a game, huh? So. NFL, the whole nation is watching to see if the Washington football team makes the playoffs or if the Giants make the playoffs because of what happened earlier in the game, thanks to your Cowboys early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Giants fans, they should, first of all, no one should be complaining as far as Giants or Cowboys fans. If anyone should be complaining, it's either Eagles fans or the country because of what they had to watch. I wasn't very invested in it. I saw the Washington was winning because of Logan Thomas, and I was like, okay, cool, sounds good. And then we started watching some TV. It was my birthday and whatever. And then I flip it on just to see what the score is, just to see, and I see Nate Sudfeld in the game. And I'm just like everybody else, except I'm not, you know, I haven't been totally into it. So I go to Twitter, and I'm like, what's happening? I'm just like, I even search. I can probably look at my last Jalen searches, Hurts like, injury. Is Jalen Hurts hurt? And it's just like, nope, like, nope,
wanna
you
see
know, whatever.
What we have in him.
Literally, my last search, Hurts Eagles. That's my last search. So there you go. And very confused, and then you get all these reports after the game of, like, players from the Eagles had to be not, like, held back, but scolded as to what – or not scolded, told as to what was going on because they were so upset. They weren't trying to win this game. And look at the Jets with Adam Gase. They're awful, terrible. They might hate their coach, but they still tried to win at the end of the season, right? They won two games in a row, and then against the Patriots it was kind of close. But for the Eagles to put in their backup quarterback while the coach is saying, oh, yeah, I was trying to win the game. You were down by 3 points in the fourth quarter. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you down by 38 at halftime against the 2007 Patriots? No, you were going against the team that their current quarterback is hurt. And he's still playing. Even though he already has whatever's going on with his leg, he was still playing through an injury. So I just cannot believe what has happened. He has survived, though. What is your take on this? And, I mean, you're a Cowboys fan, so maybe you felt a little more pain than I did.
Oh, I felt no pain. I mean, our team was garbage, and we had no reason to be anywhere near the playoffs. It was just kind of a fun storyline to poke and prod people. And oh, the AFC East is the worst division of our time. Yeah, I got it, okay? Yeah, I'm joking around. I don't care. Yeah, we had a lot of injuries. It's fine. We don't deserve it. But it is always sweet to just see the Eagles, you know, just getting all the – I mean, their fans are crazy people. So anytime they can get riled up, it always makes Twitter exciting. And then to see, you know, it really impact the Giants, another team, you know, it's, you know, Washington football team, the beneficiary. The Alex Smith story, probably the only shining light of the NFC East this entire season, gets to live on a little bit longer, although who knows if he'll be available for the entire game, if at all. It was just a juicy, wonderful, and all the post games and the memes and the screenshots of Doug Peterson with a D. It was a great cap to the season for a garbage division. All right. We've got a lot to get to, Will.
Okay.
Jared Goff's status is uncertain. We'll probably hit that in our later discussions. Wofford, the new Taysom Hill. The talk on that is ridiculous. Playoff challenge time, Billiam. Here's what I'm thinking. You have done a Charlie Pepe Silvia level of analysis, deep dives, historical breakdowns, analytics, data, methodologies that you've gone through. Let me kind of set the stage, and then you don't go into our key questions, but just give me some of the facts that you've dug up. So, playoff challenge, part of the unofficial official sponsor, my FFPC playoff challenge going on. Here's how it works, people. Like most playoff challenges,
saddle in.
You get to pick 12 players. No salary, none of that. One quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, four flex, and I didn't even see this, a kicker and a defense. The flex can obviously be a running back, wide receiver, or a tight end. Points, it's a 4 points per passing touchdown. Everything else is pretty standard, except 1.5 points per reception for tight ends. It is a PPR league. Everything else quite standard after that. The big challenge, I guess, or constraint, obviously you think, oh, no salary, I can just load it up with some superstars. One player per team, so no stacks. You can't even combine a kicker or a defense with your other players. So 14 teams. You got to pick a player from 12 of them. Will, I mean, top 700 get paid? How many people are in this currently?
I don't know how many are in it currently. I want to say it's full. I want to say this one's full. Okay. Because it just says maximum of 6250. So I think they don't really... Okay. It can get to 5,000 and they'll be fine. Because this is, you know... It's a great bargain.
So you really... Guys, yeah. So top 10%.
FFPC, $35. I mean, it's more or less, it is just one big DFS slate.
Yeah.
Except no, you know, salary for it. One thing really quick before we get to the more stuff that you were talking about. I was looking at the scoring. So when we did this website, we didn't pick kickers or defenses. I love their scoring system for kickers. Did you see it? Do you see it right there? 3 points for every field goal of 1 to 30 yards. Yep. But then it's 0.1 point for every yard more.
Oh, interesting.
So if you get a 39-yard field goal, 3.9 points. Nice. It's pretty much exactly what it always should be.
Yeah. Adopt that.
Someone, if your team sucks in the red zone and you get 5 field goals of 25 yards, why the heck do you get 15 points?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? If someone gets 5 50-yard field goals, they should get more.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Anyway, so there you go.
One thing I forgot, Will, as I was going through that, you want to pick, obviously, the top two scores to make it to the Super Bowl, because in the Super Bowl, the points count as double, but that's it. And it's kind of total score at the end of that. I know we have played in some other playoff challenges, be it Mike Ansel's that I just got the invite as well. So happy about that. where the points double every week. So, you know, that adds a little bit of constraints, controversies to the situation. Give me a rundown of, you know, your analytics, your key questions, and your research.
We're going to have questions that I'll ask you. Okay, I'll settle those at the end. I'll just do my research first, and then we'll kind of do the questions to you and us, like, as a team after this. By the way, should we have had Joe on for this? I feel like he was our lucky charm.
He was a good kind of tiebreaker, you know. Yeah. But alas,
he was more. Oh well. Okay, so doing the research, the main thing first of all is you've said it. There's 14 teams in the playoff this year, so you pick 12 players. So we need to find two teams that we don't like. That'll be one of the steps we have to do. Sorry, let me go to my research first. So quarterbacks. This is the kind of part that I thought I had one. I thought I was ready to rock with who I wanted at quarterback. But doing research, going, a lot of it is credit to Sports Gambling Podcast, by the way. Good follow on Twitter and just their website. I actually don't listen to the podcast, but I do read a lot of their stuff. They do a lot of DFS stuff. But after their research, for example, last year, the quarterbacks of the number one and number two seeds, that would have been Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Aaron Rodgers. Only 14% of people that picked those quarterbacks ended up cashing out, which is insane. That's just an insane number. And you'll find out why in a second. And that is because the top 600 results, most of them had Mahomes. So that's a really good person, I guess, out of the top four. 26% of people had Mahomes. He was 15% owned. Frickin' Deshaun Watson. He only played 2 games last year in the playoffs. Remember that. He came back against the Bills and then lost the Chiefs after scoring a lot of points. So 17% of people who cashed out had Deshaun Watson. He was only 2% owned. So what that tells me is you can pick a quarterback, maybe like Josh Allen, for instance. That's what I'm just saying, who you don't think is going to make the Super Bowl, but he's going to get you a ton of points until he loses. That'd be someone who maybe, you know, might go that route. Now, this was the big one. The chalky pick, the one that everyone had last year, Lamar Jackson. 57% of people picked him. That's an unbelievable number, which, jeez. I mean, they ran train throughout the regular season. He's a running quarterback, guaranteed to get you points. So only 7% of people had him who cashed out. And it pretty much it was a tie. I mean, Russell, we're going by like hairs, decimal points. But the same amount of people had Russell Wilson cashing out. So 7% had Russell Wilson. But he was only 7% owned. Mm. He only played in two games last year. I don't remember who they lost to in the playoffs. I feel like it was forever ago. So there you go. So that's the quarterback section. So what they're saying is people who chose Deshaun Watson, they were able to choose Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce last year. People who chose Russell Wilson were able to choose those players. So that is why they were higher up in the rankings. Where the funny thing about it, though, I guess with Lamar Jackson, right, is there any other Raven you would want? That's kind of the maybe thinking I would think J.K. with Lamar. Maybe Mark Andrews, I guess.
Mark Andrews.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, wow. What a tease. So that there you go. So that's kind of thinking with there. The last one I really want to talk about is I was looking at odds, thanks again to Sports Gambling Podcast, and it all has to do with like their what they're favored by.
Okay.
And these are the five quarterbacks who are most likely to play the most amount of games. And of course it's Patrick Mahomes. Now, he's the only one because you'll see as I read the other ones, Aaron Rodgers is not one of them.
Ooh.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, maybe a tease, and Russell Wilson. So what they're saying is Aaron Rodgers might have a tougher path to the playoffs, and he doesn't play that first game.
Yeah.
Mahomes also is not playing that first game, but they are probably one of the heavier favorites in terms of who they get to play against. Josh Allen, of course, Lamar, Brady, Wilson, all are playing this first weekend. So they have the opportunity to play at least 2, 3, 4 games. So those are the quarterbacks, Jeff.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Lots of spice there. The next part, I will just say, I did this all pretty quickly. And that is with the flex, there's 4 flexes. And then we also talked about tight ends get 1.5 per catch in this format, which means if you do have a tight end in the Super Bowl, they will be getting you 3 points per catch, yeah. Which is, I mean, that's fantastic. They can get 5 catches for 20 yards and they'll get you 17 points. That's a nice key when picking flexes. But looking at the last 2 years combined, these are the top scoring positions in terms of points in the playoff challenge. And I just went kind of like by differences and by drop-offs. So the top scoring running back out of the last 2 years had 105 points in 3 games. And if you go down this, it goes 87, 80, 64, 59. So I stopped at 59 because after that it went to like 50 and then like 49, 48, 47. That's when the drop-off kind of happened. Tight ends. I mean, we don't have to tell each other who the number one tight end last year was in fantasy and in the playoffs. Person played 3 games. It was Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And then the next one, shockingly, George Kittle was only 56, which I found very interesting. So both of them played 3 games. After that, 34 points, 29 points. So it sounds like, oh, tight ends. We got to get tight ends because they get 1.5 points PPR and all that stuff. Well, 92, 56, 34, and 29 points were the top 4 scorers in the playoffs. Now, does that speak more about the tight end? You know, greatness, probably, but just throwing it out there. And now wide receivers, the top one had 91. Then it went to 71. So already you have a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
20 points, 69, 65, and then it went down below 50 again. The only thing I didn't put on here was the gap between like the lowest wide receiver was better than the low. When you got down to the lower running backs, then you started to get to like 10 points, 9 points, 8 points. Wide receivers never did get below 10. They were it was pretty much a big old mess of 20-point wide receivers.
Yeah. You got that PPR, so.
Yeah. Exactly. Floor. So that is just something to think about with flex, pretty much saying, hey, needs to be mostly running back, higher floor and probably a higher ceiling, except for maybe the 1-2 GOAT wide receivers that are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Woo, Jeff.
Doozy. Thank you, Will. Holy moly. That was a lot, but it was great. Great facts. Love it. And just so we can plug the right, I tried to find Sports Gambling Podcast. Is it just at Gambling Podcast?
Ooh, I actually don't know what their actual Twitter feed is.
Is it like SGP and it has like a black?
I think it's SGP.
Okay. Yeah, so it's at Gambling Podcast on Twitter. Shout out to them for helping Billiam inform our playoff challenge. Where do we start?
Before we get to it really quick, you sent me a tweet, but I've been seeing it everywhere. This playoff challenge. Everywhere I look now. Maybe it's SEO. Maybe it's everyone's listening to what we're talking about, but I am seeing links and articles about this everywhere now, where I haven't seen it the last 3 or 4 years. So just letting you know, it's they're onto us, Jeff.
I agree, and I'm seeing them from, I won't say big names in the fantasy industry, but you know, your PFF Jamokes are plugging it. So
yeah.
So, you know, it's definitely in the ether now, I will say.
Oh, boy. In the ether. Jeff, where do you want to start? Do you want to – listen. Are we picking our team here?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps. Yes.
Oh, we are. Oh, yeah. We're straight up.
We're doing it live. We're doing it live. Well.
Oh, wow. No one copy us because, remember, we are second place in the best ball tournament. Jeff, where do you want to start? Let's just start with the questions that I have up top, right? What two teams are we just – fading all the way? Now this, I mean, I'm still kind of torn on this, to be honest. Which two teams are we just not picking from? Do you want me to run through some spreads? I mean, I got them all on my screen right here.
I will tell you my picks, and then you, if you want to come back with the facts and the spreads.
Okay.
I mean, it's Washington and the Bears for me. I just feel like who they're matched up against, their overall level of talent. I can see the other two that you put down there, Cleveland and the Rams, losing. But my highest confidence level would be in Washington and the Bears both losing.
The other team I didn't put down was the Colts.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, oh, man, am I confident the Bills are going to beat the Colts outright? Super confident? No, but I do think, I mean, I've seen Phillip Rivers my entire life.
Yep.
If we were to pick the Colts, who, like, are we going to pick their running back? They think the teams that I am thinking about are the Colts and the Washington football team. As much as I or the Browns. I mean, I kind of, honestly, the Bears, listen, I don't like the Saints. I feel like this is like an anti-Saints pod, actually. Wow. This is very frustrating.
Bring out the friggin' Bunsen burner blowtorch for the Saints.
I talked a bunch of crap on them, and then Kamara scores 6 touchdowns in a game and ruins a bunch of fantasy people's seasons. Or wins them, whatever.
1 week too
but
late.
But I just don't think they are gonna dominate. The Bears got their asses kicked by the Packers. Excuse my language. But that's the Packers. Like, I just don't know if the Saints have that firepower. I would much rather, in my opinion, accidentally pick, you know, not accidentally, but pick David Montgomery in the hopes that, or even Allen Robinson, the hopes that one of them continues on, than to, you know, accidentally pick the Washington defense and they end up winning, you know what I'm saying? Like someone like that. And it's just like, oh wow, we could have had the one team that did win, or, you know, not, cause I'm fine with not picking a Colt, if that makes sense. I'm not confident in Jonathan Taylor's going to win us a playoff challenge.
No.
So if they win one game and then they go and they lose to the Chiefs, it's like, wow, we missed out on 9 points. The Browns, I mean, I'm kind of, so you're Washington, Chicago.
Yeah.
And for me, I think I'm Cleveland, Indianapolis. Oh boy. We are on completely different wavelengths here. I can meet you with Washington.
Okay.
I can meet you with that one.
My thing with the Bears is, I think regardless of your Saints hatred, wouldn't you rather have Kamara than David Montgomery on a team like this? With a PPR.
Oh, of course, 100%. But why not pick both and just hope one of them wins? I mean, you have to pick. You're going to pick losers. We're going to have losers on our team.
So you want to pick the Colts. That might be.
No, I mean, that's the one. That's the one. I'm fine with not picking any Colts.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Let's go with that. You know, the
co-owning and the Washington football team.
Yes. Co-owning a team is about compromise. I agree with you, and I think that's actually a good strategy. I like where you're going with that, because the Bears have options where the Colts don't have options. Mm. And to your point, the last time the Bears and the Saints played was an overtime game where the Bears only lost by 3. So
I like it. I think we should – let's fade the – baby. All right. So we are fading Washington. And, I mean, I am rooting for Washington. I mean, I think it'd be cool if they did win, unless you hear what quarterback I want. All right. So Washington and the Colts. All right. See you later, Boyle. Sorry, Rivers. Good job last year. You guys did okay. All right, Jeff. Chalky picks. I mean, I read the Miranda rights. I read what's happening with chalky picks. 57% owned for Lamar and only 7% cashed out. Deshaun was 2% owned. Russell Wilson was 7% owned. What are you thinking here with chalky? Everyone's going to go Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, probably Travis Kelce from the – well, let me restart that. Quarterback-wise, it's going to be Mahomes or Rodgers, you think, right?
Yeah,
maybe a little bit of Josh Allen sprinkled in?
Yeah, and some Lamar, too.
Oh, yeah. Do we go that route or do we go – somewhere else?
You know, normally in something like this where you essentially have to be top 10%, maybe a little bit less than that, so like top 15% mm-hmm. to cash, you need to go a little contrarian here or there. You need a base of good chalk and then you need some contrarian picks. If I had to kind of break it down, I would say it would be Mahomes, Rodgers, Lamar, and then Allen is probably the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I personally want Josh Allen. I just think just based on where everything else is going. But I can also see Lamar because I don't love any of the other options on his team. Like Chiefs, I prefer Kelce. Packers, I'd prefer Devontae Adams. But we are Diggs dudes, so how tasty would it be to get some more Diggs?
I was going to throw you a question, and I forgot to write it in the rundown. And my question was going to be this. Not even a question. It's more of a fact. It was going to be, if there's one player where you're automatically choosing, it's going to be blank. And when you said Josh Allen just now, I was like, wow, that means we can't be Diggs dudes.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
sorry,
we're
but I have to be a Diggs dude. Obligated. The guy carried us.
He did. Okay, we're Diggs dudes.
That's the lock.
Let me go in and
it's got to be Diggs. He's a lock. If we die by the Diggs, it's fine.
Live by the Diggs, die by the Diggs.
Yeah. And all right, I know what you're saying about the chalk, and the contrarian quarterback, I agree, and you listed the other players, and I think this is what happened last year. What I just said. If you're not picking Lamar, who are you picking?
Yeah.
Let's just go through 10, get, sorry, start over. 10 seconds each, the games. Who do you think's going to win? I think that's what we just need to know right now. Because if you don't think the Ravens are even going to beat the Titans, do we pick Lamar? Like, just, he's going to play one game and score 20 points and that's it. So Bills, Colts, who's winning? The Bills? Rams, Seahawks. Oh, God, what a boring game. Oh, my God.
Probably the Seahawks.
I would hope so, but God. Okay. That's another thing, too. Rams.
Can we pick their defense? Team? Can we just pick their defense?
The Rams' defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, what a just. All right, Buccaneers football team, we're picking the Bucs?
Yeah.
See, Ravens, Titans. Who are you picking?
Ravens.
Woof.
Yeah, not great.
They are favorites, too. They are a away favorite. The Titans right now are a home 3.5 dog.
Ooh, so they're really like a 6-point dog on a neutral.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. That's a tough. Okay, so you think the Ravens are going to win. Okay, so now I see what you're saying here. Okay, Bears, Saints. We do think the Saints are going to win, but would not be shocked if the Bears at least kept it close. And then Steelers, Browns, we're thinking the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
But Titans were picking Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, as chalk as you can get, but like, he could be the, it doesn't matter what position he is, but yeah, we're picking Derrick Henry. Okay. All right. So now we know who we think is going to win. And obviously there's the Rodgers there's the Packers and the Chiefs that are on byes. Okay. So I see you making edits right here.
I'm
all right,
bolding.
So let's get rid of Washington here. Yeah, get rid of Washington.
Yeah. I was trying to find the line through, but I didn't figure it out.
I do have... Okay, we just deleted some people. And then we just went through the schedule now.
Yep.
And we just said we think... Or, I mean, I kind of think the Titans have a chance. But that's fine, because we'll still have Derrick Henry. Browns Steelers, like, do we don't like if we're thinking the Browns, if we want to pick someone from the Browns, we're gonna pick Chubb, I imagine.
Yeah.
Do we still keep like if we're the, do we think the Browns are gonna lose? Like, are we that confident? Like, are we that because we just faded Washington and the Colts?
Yeah, I'm not super confident, I guess, but they barely beat the Steelers backups. And
so then why aren't we fading the Browns?
I have less confidence in... It's just the level of confidence, right? I'm more confident in the Bills and the Bucks beating their respective opponents than the Steelers and where they are. Their offense could poop the bed. So.
Okay. All right. So it's just not being as confident as Steelers. Yeah. And then if we do get that, we'll have Chubb.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I agree. All right. So we'll take Chubb. Okay. Oh, you're doing it. Oh, I was about to do it. Okay. All right.
The Steelers, who do we pick?
I want to go in order. I want to go in order here. So Bills, we got Diggs. Yep. Okay. In the Colts-Bills game, we're only picking Diggs. All right. Rams and Seahawks. We're picking the defense for the Rams. And I'm actually going to do this on my phone, too, just so I can know exactly what positions we have left.
Yeah, I was going to put it down in the doc, so...
Well, but we have four flexes. Like, who knows what we can, you know, and yeah, it's like, oh, flex. What can we really have left? All that stuff. And remember, we still have to pick the Packers and the Chiefs, too. Remember that. So, I'm putting it right now. All right, so right now we got Derrick Henry on my team. Or, sorry, on our team. We got Nick Chubb on our team. We have Stephon Diggs on our team. We have the Rams defense on our team. All right. So we've got four players chosen so far. Seahawks. Who are we going with the Seahawks? Do we go contrarian or do we go, you know, wide receiver?
So are you saying Russell Wilson?
Yeah. I don't think I want to go Russell Wilson. I think he was hot for a while. I don't think he's shown enough in the last 5 weeks to really. Yeah. If anything, their defense has been the one that's been carrying that team recently.
Yeah. I agree with that. Now, do we go Jason Myers? Their kicker.
Wow.
I actually would probably rather go Metcalf just for the upside.
I mean, we do need a kicker.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, are we going to pick a kicker from the Buccaneers or the Ravens or, I mean, Saints, Will Lutz? No, we're thinking Kamara there. The Steelers. No, we got to take a kicker. So I kind of like where your head's at.
Who's the Steelers kicker? Is he any good?
It doesn't matter because we're Steelers. I mean, ooh, okay.
Chris Boswell.
But Claypool has kind of come. I mean, I've been reading some stuff about Claypool.
Yeah.
Where they're saying one of the stuff was they didn't want to play him that much early on, knowing they wanted him for the playoff run. And the last 4 weeks, percentage of snaps has gone from like 50 to 90. Ooh. So he has been kind of on the uptick there.
I like that. That's kind of like a nice upside flex.
Yeah, so kicker for the Seahawks, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Just this is the, like, these two teams we're not confident in, but we think one, you know, obviously one of them's going to win a game. They're playing each other.
Yeah.
But we're not confident in them to move, keep moving on.
Correct.
Besides, hey, if the Seahawks make the Super Bowl, a little kicker Super Bowl double? I mean, come on, get 40 points for us. All right. Imagine having the kicker in the Super Bowl, and they get six field goals. Like, whew. All right. So as of right now, we still need a quarterback, a wide receiver, a tight end, and four flexes. All right. Wow, feels like we've been going forever. Next game, Buccaneers, Washington football team. This Buccaneers team, a lot of stars. Mike Evans a little hurt right now. They're saying he has a chance to play. What are you thinking for the Buccaneers?
I think we got to go wide receiver here. Antonio Brown or Chris Godwin? Oof.
Here's my okay. pick, and this is for me. This is my contrarian, and it's Tom Brady.
Okay.
This dude, like this again. This is a compromise. This is a talk. I think he is a man built for the playoffs. I think I don't want to be wrong when it comes to which weapon we choose. Because of so many weapons they have, I don't want it to be the case where we pick Chris Godwin and two. And if let's say they go, they win, they get to the Super Bowl. And two of the four games, he's the guy who doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's the Antonio Brown, Scotty Miller, Mike Evans, and Gronk show. I really like Tom Brady. I think he is the dude that's going to be one of those guys that's 10% owned while everyone goes Rodgers, Mahomes. You said it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Packers, you want Devontae. Chiefs probably want Kelsey.
Yeah.
Now is this a debate between Lamar and Brady for you?
Yeah. Because if we go Brady here, mm-hmm. I guess are we going Mark Andrews?
That's what I was kind of thinking. I mean, I was thinking that way.
Okay.
But this is a compromise. So if we didn't go, who give me your sell on the Buccaneers skill player that we pick?
I mean, to your point, I don't have a strong argument for either of them. Antonio Brown seemed to do well when Mike Evans went down last time. You think if they get past Washington, then they're likely, they play Green Bay, they probably need to throw. I'm not against the Brady. I just think the upside is a little capped without the rushing ability. So that's kind of why I was leaning towards Lamar. But again, I understand why you're not, because you don't have the confidence in them over the Titans. So,
yeah, I mean, you're right. So I have that kind of caveat with me. If the Ravens did win, so right now the Ravens are, what is their actual seed? The Ravens are like the 7th seed, right?
They're the 5th seed.
Oh, they're the 5th seed. Okay. So they're the 5th seed. If they beat the Titans, they would play. Most likely they would play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the Browns won or the Colts won. Oh, God. So most likely the Ravens will play the Chiefs.
Chiefs or Bills?
We know how close those games have been, but the Chiefs, I'm just so confident in the Chiefs that I really don't. It doesn't matter to me who plays them. The Buccaneers played the Packers already, didn't they, or no? Yeah, they did. And didn't someone have like, didn't like Devontae destroy them?
Yeah, I believe.
Yes. No. They won 38-10. I'm sorry. It was the opposite.
Yeah.
They absolutely destroyed them. I'm thinking about the Chiefs and the Buccaneers where Tyreek Hill destroyed the Buccaneers.
Big Ronald Jones game.
Yeah, because you know what? That's how you beat the Packers, apparently.
That is true. I was thinking, yeah, there'll be a lot of point concentration in Brady. But if you don't have confidence that the Ravens aren't going far, let's go Brady.
Okay, this is what I want to do right now. I want to pick Brady, but I want to finish our team.
Okay.
Let's just finish our team and see what it looks like. So now, with that said, with the Ravens, I'm just going to put in Mark Andrews just so that we have that, okay? All right. So Tom Brady, Mark Andrews. Now we got the Steelers and we got the Titans. We've got Derrick Henry there. Bears and the Saints. So Saints, Kamara. That's as chalky as you can get, but that's what we have to do. Bears, do you want Robinson or do you want Montgomery?
I mean, I'm more of a Montgomery.
I think we have to. I think he has just been so hot the last 4 weeks. In a loss, they could still, as long as it's close, all things considered. All right, so now just like that, we have three spots left. So one of them is a Steeler, and then we have a Chief and a Packer. So it's one receiver for sure, and then two flexes. Our receiver for sure is D. Adams.
Yeah.
The big D. Now we got one Chief and one Steeler. Both skill position players, a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end. Listeners, I'm stressing out right now. I got sweat on the pits. It's 38 degrees outside. I'm still sweating. This is very nerve-wracking. Not final, though, of course. There will be discussions to be had.
Kelce, Claypool, Jeff. Brady.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
No, I love it. I love the Claypool one. I hope people pick, for some reason, to be contrarian, they pick Juju or they pick Deontay Johnson or they, for some ungodly reason, pick James Conner. I don't think anyone's going to pick James Conner. But... Yeah. Wow, I can't even find Claypool. This is a good sign. Claypool is far down. Wow. All right.
So in your Super Bowl prediction, you have from our team, who? Kelce and Devontae?
Yes. If that were to be, or Kelce and Brady, shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, if it ended up being, if the Buccaneers ended up making it to the Super Bowl, Brady's going to have 100 points for us. Like, I mean, just adding it all up.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100 and probably more than that, to be honest. To have the quarterback be in the Super Bowl would just be outstanding. Now, you're thinking Lamar. So, our team right now is Tom Brady, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Alvin Kamara, David Montgomery, Chase Claypool, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, and then Jason Myers and the Rams. So, in other words, our confidence level is Washington, Indianapolis, Seattle, and then the Rams. Those are like the four teams we're kind of just not big on. Cleveland, we just picked Chubb because if they do somehow win, we want to have that big player. Yeah. Same with Montgomery. Did we go – are we – us? I think Brady is our only contrarian pick. Out of every single one of these, right? I guess Andrews, because I think everyone. Yeah. It's either Andrews or Lamar.
Yeah.
Kelsey's one of three people that people were probably picking on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Claypool's one of three people. No, I don't think anyone's gonna pick Ben. If you want to get contrarian, you're picking Ben. God, yeah. I don't really think anyone's picking Juju. I do think Deontay Johnson might be someone people might pick, because he has been quite a stud. Kamara, obviously, is the pick on that team. Adams, it's either him or Rodgers. Maybe Tanyan, if you want to get super weird. Stephon Diggs or Josh Allen. And then Derrick Henry or maybe Tannehill. Maybe A.J. Brown, if for some reason they didn't want to go Derrick Henry. So,
but I think I feel pretty good, because kind of on the NFC side, our order of confidence, right? Like, if you tell me, like, Devontae, we'd be stoked if he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, or Brady.
Brady, we'd be stoked. I know you hate it, but Kamara would be awesome. Yeah. We're really betting, and even Montgomery, right? If for whatever reason. Like, we're just fading Seahawks and Rams. We don't believe they're going to make the Super Bowl. On the AFC side, I think we're pretty
set. We have a mix of everybody, right?
Yeah, like, if any of the teams make the Super Bowl, save maybe the Steelers, I think we feel great about our selections.
You're right. I am confident about that. And let's pretend we went Lamar, excuse me, Lamar QB, and then Bucks. I mean, what would we choose? I'm not saying we would choose Gronk, but I guess it would be Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
would you be now? Let's say hey, we're confident in the Bucks to make the Bucks make the Super Bowl now. Is Antonio Brown, are we happy about that? I mean, I don't know. I'm worried that if it is a Buccaneer skill position player, we might get super unlucky there. Like, Antonio Brown could have two catches in the playoffs. We just don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You list all these players, and the one constant is Brady.
Yeah.
With the Ravens, or like, if we went all in on Lamar, like, would you... Are you confident they make the Super Bowl? Like, we would have to have them make the Super Bowl for us to be like, all right, hell yeah. Now, I mean,
well, I guess they could lose. To your research, the point that Deshaun was the quote-unquote contrarian
and he
exploded those first two games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brady, I don't think, has that ceiling to do that if he only
it easy there, guy. He's thrown four touchdowns in halves. Like, twice this season.
Washington's defense is pretty good. And then they would likely play the Packers or Saints. Like, he could throw a bunch on, on the Packers. There's no doubt.
I mean, I guess if I were to switch with you, I am kind of worried about this Washington defense. It could totally backfire if, for some reason, they are, you know, the only way to get to Brady is to rush four. And, right?
Yep.
And they do. That's all Washington is good at. I don't want to be the reason, and it just so happens, like, wow, Tom Brady got sacked 7 times. They lost a heartbreaker 17-13. You know, like,
yeah.
He had one touchdown and an interception. Whereas Lamar loses, but 90 rushing yards.
Scores you 30 points or something like that. But Lamar in the playoffs, it's been that's another thing to bet on versus Brady in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's been just terrible.
Yeah. I'm happy. I think I'm good. I think I'm off Lamar. I think for a lot of the reasons we talked about, I think Brady's a good contrarian. To your point, he has upside. His weapons are all over the place. You're not touching the running backs. You're probably going to pick the wrong wide receiver on any given Sunday. Mark Andrews, we do get to feed off any Lamar upside minus the rushing. So I think I'm pretty happy with that.
There can always be changes. We have until Saturday morning to officially change it, which is great. I am confident. Yeah. I like it. I'm excited. I'm just so excited for this because it's just so much more fun. There's 6 games this weekend, and then, of course, next weekend. I mean, there's some bad news with the Vegas thing next weekend. Mm. Yeah. Bad news is it's still 9 days away. It's a long 9 days. But we'll be in Vegas, ready to parlay the hell out of that, and maybe even a 4:30 a.m. Wolves-West Brom match.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, never know. Woo, we did it, Jeff. I mean, we went through who we think's gonna win. Do you think it's gonna be chalky? Do you think it's gonna be Chiefs Packers? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think some team's gonna come out and surprise us. I think from our playoff challenge perspective, we've spread and diversified across teams that are good. I feel like every team in the NFC has warts, and every team in the AFC, with certain exceptions, can beat the Chiefs, I think. So there's no locks, but Chiefs-Packers would be my picks. That's how I'm going to construct a little tease here on my other playoff challenge team. So.
Oh, so you are doing the other playoff challenge team?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I just got another text about it too. All right. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, that one's harder too. You know what's so funny? I feel like this one was kind of, I don't want to say easier, but I felt like I had more control because there's no two times.
Yeah, you gotta get in the dregs on the other one.
You pick the Packers and it's like you automatically get double points next week. You know, like it's just, and I remember last year there was some, I didn't really like how the top two teams had the exact same team. It felt very shady.
Mm.
And they were in the exact same spots, too. And I was like, I did not feel good about that. But I do want to see if I were to pick my final four. I would love to see Chiefs, Bills. I think that would be just an amazing, like, classic two AFC original teams going at it in the AFC Championship. And the NFC, I would love to see the Packers. Really just – there's no other favorite, but I guess I would want to see the Buccaneers, especially considering our team.
Yeah.
Rodgers versus Brady is something that never happened because Brady was always on the Patriots. And yes, we got it in the regular season.
Yeah.
To a big, just a big dismay of Packers fans. But to have that in the playoffs and not even be a Super Bowl is just outstanding, Jeff. So big weekend. Very excited about the NFL playoffs. Best time of the year. And, of course, a little bit of winter action with the cold and some snow here on Friday. Get up for it.
Woo-wee.
All right, Jeff. Great job today. Lots of research. Lots of girth.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, ATF Fantasy on Twitter. And, Jose, we're going to get you on soon.
We will.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.